Om Shanti. It is very good topic this evening. World benefactor, Vishwa Kalyankari, how to become world benefactor. It is human's nature, if you are offered a plate of food, normally the first morsel goes into own mouth. But Baba taught us differently. As a being, Father, Universal Father, Shiva. The meaning of Shiva is Kalyankari, the benefactor. He doesn't have his bodily name, so he is called through his qualities, his virtues, his name. The first number one quality is Kalyan, being benefactor, benevolent. The moment he arrived on earth, he started to give benefit. As compared to human being, as we are born, we start taking first from the mother, from the father, from the siblings, from family, neighbors, teachers. Then at some point, if we feel like to give or do something good for others, we do. But Baba, the moment Shiva Avatarana, incarnation, happens, the first act or first word is towards the children, towards the universe, towards everybody. It takes many things to become benefactor. If we see what God has to being benefactor, we can see He doesn't need anything. He is selfless because He has no body. So He has no requirement for His own physical comfort or any emotional needs because of not having physical body. So whatever He has is for others. He doesn't want anything, so He gives. He is called bestower. Brahma Baba. God is God, but we need example. As a human being, Brahma Baba is the second number world benefactor. What it took is for him is an attitude. Right from the beginning in his life, we all have read, heard many stories about Baba, Sakar Baba. His attitude, his feelings, his bhavana was towards universe. When he would do bhakti, his tapasya, his chanting, his worshipping, puja, etc., any good devotional act, end of that ritual, Baba used to surrender that act, the result or a fruit of that act, to the whole universe. The last ritual he will perform after his puja, etc., is this is for the souls of the universe. So the real feeling, he wasn't Prajapita Brahma then, but the sanskaras, the attitude, the feeling was from the beginning throughout the cycle for world benefactor, to give and to give all the time. And that is why now, when Baba was in Sakar and now being a Vyakta, everywhere, wherever Baba's children are in the whole world, and even souls who recognize Baba or do not recognize Brahma Baba, but when they see Baba's picture, everybody, no matter where, in what part of the world, country, cities, they find Baba their father. You can tell from your own experience that the moment we saw Baba, this is my father. Many souls come and share their experience that when they see Baba, they don't see an Indian man, but they see my father, my ancestor, my grandfather. Even they don't become BK, but the respect, the feeling. Where did that feeling come from? And that feeling came from Baba's original thought, feelings, bhavana, the attitude that Baba developed even before Shiva Baba came to Brahma Baba. The feeling for the whole world, the feeling for all the souls, doing good for all the souls, giving the share of his fortune to all the souls in the universe. And so with that, having that feeling, now even people find him my Baba, my father, my grandfather. So again the question comes, how I can become world benefactor? How I can give to the world? It's very simple. Maybe we cannot become like Shiva Baba, God. He is God, he has abundance to give and to do kalyan. Brahma Baba is the second next person, soul. But we are Baba's children, all gods and goddesses with small g's. How we become like that? Very simple. We can do is to practice what Baba taught us. When we arrive to Brahma Kumaris, what we learn, our seven lessons, now it's three lessons, or in some centers there are 15 lessons, or 2 months lessons, but basically that what we learn is about the soul, about the Supreme Soul, yoga, the kalpa tree, the cycle, the ladder, all the basics, the fundamentals for yoga, the pillars of yoga, right? So that's what we learn. In the beginning we learn as a theory, but as we grow in jnana, more practice, more understanding, the depth of that basic understanding becomes real and becomes practical. I can share my experience that when I was growing up, we were taught that we are children of God and we are all brothers and sisters. In a very young age, the prayer in a house that you have is, you are the mother and you are the father and we are all one. It didn't mean anything, but it felt very good. And it makes sense now, but then it did not. Then I came to Baba, and Baba taught that same thing, that there is one God and it's a universal family. And immediately you agreed, yes, that makes sense and it's true, because that's what you heard. And it becomes very easy to accept that theory. And we feel in our heart that my father, Baba is my mother, my teacher, my Sadguru, very simple theory, very simple knowledge that we have. And it became very real to me. Baba is my father and everybody is my family. But my family and my world was very limited, very small compared to now. And so it was easy to accept the same people around you, same family around you, maybe a few BKs added to your list of family. You come and see Baba, very sweet Baba, very loving Baba, very benevolent, very deep drishti of love. And so you accept Baba very easily and you do not find any difficulty to feel that what Baba is giving us. So it wasn't a problem to feel I am on top of the world and give benefits to the whole world. But when you go further, when you cross the borders and boundaries, you leave your nest and go abroad, meet different people, different culture, different religion, different countries, then your knowledge comes to for you to test. That it, when I came first to Western world, it was very difficult. Different kind of people and different language and culture and religion and systems and customs and kind of people which I never seen before. So then 4 in the morning you sit in front of Baba and you ask Baba, what is this? These are not my people, these my people back in India and Gujarati and Ahmedabad and Mumbai, and this is not my world. Then Baba would touch your intellect and say, take a 7 lesson again and see what Baba said. You are the mother and you are the father and all our brothers and sisters. Just the basic knowledge. And yeah, I agreed, Baba is my father and whole world is my family and all are my brothers and sisters. See? So come to the lesson one, number one, in practical, that I am a soul and I am Baba's child. and everybody is my brother and sister. So you overcome body consciousness. You overcome the differences. You do not see the differences, because in order to give benefit to the world, in our heart, it needs no differences for anybody, no discrimination, no any kind of body consciousness, total cleanliness, purity. In your heart, doesn't matter who looks how, what color, what system they have. So all this, in order to remove, as Baba did, he did not said, this is this much for this community and that much for this religion and this much for those people who helped me or did my more puja. No. He gave equally to everyone, like Dadi Gulzar was saying. Yesterday also a point came as a being a sun, and he shines, sun shines equally on everyone. Whoever takes it gets the shine, gets the rays, gets the light, gets the strength. But those who close their windows, they stay in a darkness. So that what Baba taught us, to go beyond, far, far away, how far the sun is, physical sun, how far, very far. Even if you remotely go close, you get burned. That much far, rise above. But with that power, that light, shine on earth to grow, to create a life, to create a light. So much to learn from nature, so much we take, how much we give. So going back to the first lesson, I am Baba's child, I am a soul. God is my father. Very simple. We go sometimes too much journeying and too much depth and philosophy and all that, and then we forget the basic lesson that we are taught and to practice. And it becomes very difficult. We go in analysis, we go in all kinds of depths of every system, and then sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it does not make sense. Then we think these people are like this, that people are like that, and then other people are like this. All these thoughts come, rather waste thoughts come into our mind, and after that we sit in front of Baba and try to become world benefactor. Do you think it works? It doesn't work. It does not come from my heart, or it does not reach to the souls that I have differences in my heart. So clearing, in order to clean my heart, is I have to go to my basics, my first lesson. When we go to kindergarten, we learn A for an apple and, you know, like that, B for boy. We never forget in our whole life. Based on that, we may become big philosopher, big scholar, big pandit, big scientist, but it never goes away, A for an apple and B for a boy. So all this foundation, every morning we remind ourselves that yes, I am a soul and I am Baba's child. And then we go to the further lesson. Very important lesson is about the tree. The tree, the picture of the world tree became so useful for me in a practical way that Baba said many times often that these pictures will be very useful into the world. People will appreciate this picture of the tree very much. What is in the tree? The picture of the tree, if you remember your lesson, there are roots and there are the trunk and there are branches and there are sub-branches and there are twigs and there are leaves. There is the top of the tree and the middle of the tree. All this whole tree comes in our mind is a world tree. So second thing I remember is the tree and where we are. Everybody belongs a branch or a religion. Even person may be theist or atheist. They have a religion. They come from one branch. Maybe in this lifetime they deny that I don't believe in any religion, but they still belong a branch. And right now, the tree is very weak. Tree is decayed. What is my role? What is our role as a BK? Where do I sit? Where do I stand? Where do I belong? We all come from different branches in this lifetime. Maybe Hindu branch or Christian branch or Muslim branch or Guru Nanak's branch or whatever. So many religions in the world. So when we work with interfaith people, we realize how many branches, and Baba talks about main four religions, and then from there became their main branches, and then their sub-branches, and there their twigs, and one Christianity example, more than 500 kinds of Christians in the world, even more, and hardly any difference, more than 1,000 kinds of Hindus in the world, especially in India. And what is the difference? If you are a Hindu, you would know the difference. Otherwise, Krishna means Krishna for everybody in the universe. But in some path of Hinduism, Krishna holds flute this way. And in other part, they think Krishna holds flute in that way. Or his feather is this side of the hat. And otherwise, it's, if you belong to some other part of Hinduism, then his feather in his hat is in other way. And so this makes difference. So same thing in Christianity, Lutheran have a cross this way, Methodists have it this way. Christ is a Christ for everyone. But little differences makes lots of differences, and it created so many branches and sub-branches. But eventually, they all belong to their main branch, and then main branches belong to a trunk. So we have this universal knowledge. Baba gave us this image of the Kalpa tree. So how I can use the knowledge of the Kalpa tree? I have this basic information, but how I can use that information for being world benefactor? Simple is, Baba says, who you are, and find as a Brahman, where do you see yourself in the tree? Of course, on the roots. Everybody will say, yes, isn't it? That we as a Brahmins sit under the tree, incognito. Everybody can see everything, but not the roots, not the foundation. And yet whole tree, it depends on roots. Maybe they are not beautiful, maybe they are not very shiny, maybe they are not very colorful, but they are the one gives strength to the tree, sustaining. So if I really believe that Baba is my father and all the branches belongs to my tree, I am the universal, then this is the time to give strength to all the branches. And the strength comes from the roots. No matter it's in the middle of the tree branch or top of the tree branch, wherever it is, but the sustenance, the nurturing happens from the roots. Roots are the one sustains the whole tree or takes the water and sends to the branches. So Baba, sometimes I have a question. Why aren't we that much famous? Why people do not know yet? Why we are incognito? But incognito place, the foundation of the tree, the roots of the tree, is the main role that right now we can play as a world benefactor, that I am Baba's child, I am yogi child, I am world benefactor child, because my father is world benefactor. I am sitting under the tree and giving strength to the whole tree. Tree may not know that where is my strength coming from, where is my sustenance coming from, but they get it. When we sit in Baba's remembrance, even if we say same thing over and over, sometimes our intellect gets bored. I am a soul and I am not body and... But every day if we change where I sit, where am I, where do I relate, then it becomes very interesting, very responsible attitude. This is the time in drama that now our role is being responsible for the whole universe. If we claiming that we know God, if we are saying that yes, we have found it, then this is our responsibility, our duty. We have to do it to help and to give benefit to the whole world, to sustain the whole world. Maybe they do not know, maybe they don't recognize, but they're getting it. Somewhere in the universe, souls are crying. They are unhappy. They praying to God. How God will help them? First thing, Baba came on earth and He created us to help Him, to do His work. God could do alone, but He created us to create our fortune. So it is our duty to help Baba, to help the world, answer their prayers, wipe their tears, their cries, their pain. All of a sudden the patient, the troubled soul feels ease, comfort into their hearts. Their pain goes away, their difficulty becomes easy. And they feel that God answered my prayer. God responded. Where did that come from? Yes, of course Baba does that, but we are equally with Baba to do this benevolent act. so we can create our own fortune. If Baba does alone, then won't be any drama, won't be any stage, would not be any karma, would not be any actors. But this is a whole big world. There are actors and there are dramas and there are scenes and there are golden age and there is iron age and silver age and all this time and happiness and sorrow. It's a whole big thing. If God does everything, then there won't be any drama. What happens to our existence? What happens to our souls? No, we are eternal soul. We are imperishable soul. We have a major role to play. Very handful of us. Very few of us. If we realize that we are very few, but we have very important role, Baba chose us. He had a choice, didn't he? There were presidents and pandits and scholars and scientists and millionaires and all those people, and he chose us. It means he trusts us, our ability. So if I sit under the tree and let the tree takes the strength, roots spreads by itself, wherever there is water goes. Same thing, how many BKs around the world spread out, and how many souls getting benefit. So many souls, thousands, not everybody is BK, but thousands and thousands of souls, even glimpse, little bit, they will remember in a time of need. What I like to do right now is not just talk about it, but let feel of it, let experiment, let's exercise about it. You like that? Yeah? So for a few minutes, we meditate. Just relax and go under the tree and have a deep, that realization that I am Baba's child. I am responsible child. I have a duty. My morsel is not going first into my mouth, but it's going to others. I am here to copy Baba. As Baba does, to do world benefit, as Baba does, as end of the cycle, give strength to the older founding fathers, that is my duty too. So sit under the tree and feel. I am the one who is sustaining. This tree. I am the bounding soul. Through us, Baba giving the strength nurturing all the souls. All the branches the whole universe. Every branch is getting power. If one branch is weak, makes my whole tree weak. So entire tree is being sustained. The tree is flourishing. All the branches and leaves becoming fresh. Fragrant, light. They all look very happy. Hope. They have a future. I, the soul, am Baba's instrument. The soul, Baba's benevolent child. Whatever I have, it's for the world. I share with my brothers and sisters. Shanti. When Baba gave us knowledge, we have to use knowledge in a practical way. The concept of the tree, same thing we learn about the concept of cycle. How does that help me to become benevolent? How does that help me to create this attitude towards the world benefit? How I can clear my mind cycle? When cycle spins very fast, It loses all the colors and everything. And it's the same thing when I churn knowledge. Often Baba says, spin the cycle of self-realization, churn the knowledge. And when we churn the knowledge, then we go beyond the picture of the cycle. In the middle of that is image, is a swastika, the hand moves like a clockwise from right to left. And so it keeps moving that. It means that the more churning I have, the more understanding I have, the more depth of knowledge I have, I go beyond. I go unlimited. The word in Hindi called behad, Baba says, go into behad. You are the children of unlimited Father. So the picture of the cycle again, we're taking 7 lessons this evening. The picture of the cycle is giving us that depth, that how we can have this feeling of unlimited. You rise above, you see the drama, you see the actors. You do not judge actors by their acting, because we know they're not acting. They're just acting. They're not real people, a king or a Ravana or whoever, doing good part or bad part, good actors or bad acting, whatever. Because we know, even we enjoying the drama, we know that they are acting. Good act and bad, good actors in bad role and good role, they perform. So the person may be good as a person, but he may be playing temporary role as a bad character in a drama. So by having that understanding, we can overcome the differences. We do not judge person, what he does or how he does. But Baba gave us this knowledge that is a whole thing is a play. Who plays what role? Often people say, the problem going in the world and this religious people are target nowadays, and this community is doing this harm to the world and all that, and they become enemy of each other. And how do you feel, how you take it, and what is your approach? So we do not see all that. We just see it's a role in a drama. This is the time. Everybody is doing their extreme, whatever it is happening. And so our role is to not see that. Our role is seeing beyond what is going to happen. Because people are worried of future. People are worried what's going to happen tomorrow. People are concerned. And so this religious people should stop, that community should not be giving privileges, or these people should be chased out of that country and other country. So much politics going on in the world and so much social issues that way. So what is our role as a God's children? Because we found God and this is my responsibility. So if we use this drama concept, that it's extreme, when in old-fashioned drama, when a last scene comes on a stage, everything happens too fast and everything happens too extreme and everything happens too dramatic, and eventually it becomes quiet and becomes a happy ending and everybody goes home happily. So that's what, if we see the unlimited picture, picture beyond the picture, then there is no problem with any religious people or any community or any country, that this country people doing that problem, and I don't want to name anything right now, but we know what we hear and what we read in the papers and news and everything. And so lots of problem in that way going on, and people being targeted, and the trouble is happening. So how we overcome, and not, it's easy to feel against certain community or certain religious people. So how we overcome, how Baba would act, how Baba will still give strength. Two countries fighting and both sides soldiers pray, who God should help? See, they both would say, God please help us to win. And so these people are bad and they took our country and these people did that. And so it is, what we keep in our heart, so we overcome that feeling and still become benevolent, still have a good wishes for others and still help people. They need something to hold into our heart so we can help what God would do. He has all this knowledge and that's why He is God. Baba, Brahma Baba had all this knowledge, so He rise, risen above and help everybody. Doesn't matter He was in Pakistan then and lots of riots happened and still Baba blessed everybody. How can you do that? Because of this understanding of the drama, of the being actor, of this time, Kali Yuga, Iron Age, end of the cycle. See how practical it is that if we keep all this awareness, you don't need to churn big philosophy and go to university and get big PhDs. But this is very basic information that Baba has given us to use it, and it works. See, it worked. Now we are all together in one place. And from every time Baba comes, sisters say, Baba, Brahmins have come from 40 countries, for 50 countries, you know. So how it happened with based on this knowledge that Baba has given, ocean of knowledge. So He has all the knowledge. Before that, there wasn't a knowledge and this scene wasn't possible. The scene that we see in front of Avyakta Bhagdada is not, it wasn't possible. Until Baba gave this knowledge, He came and gave this knowledge. So nowhere in the universe that scene is possible. It only happens here in Madhuban that in front of Baba this gathering happens. Because Baba has this ocean of knowledge. What knowledge? What is ocean? Which knowledge that He imparts is this real knowledge, the truth. And so this truth He gave to us and we using to our benefit. So in our heart we don't have a hatred, we don't have a jealousy, we don't have a ego, we do not have any animosity with anyone, personally or as a whole community or a religion or a country. And then only we can become world benefactor. How can we carry this hatred or problem in our heart and then sit in meditation in Mount Abu top of the hill and give vibration to the world? It interferes. Today all the telephone lines are down, all the internet is down, interference. And so in subtle world, in a spiritual world, all this negativity, all these differences in our heart, in our attitude, interferes the vibrations, the relaying vibrations that we send to the world doesn't reach. It blocks the energy, it blocks the light and doesn't reach. So first thing we have to do is to clean our heart. And then we can give power. And we don't need to give power, as Dadi says. People will take. The Ganges keeps flowing. Whoever wants to wash, they wash. Otherwise Ganges doesn't stop. Keeps for centuries, for eternity, even in the golden age. There will be Ganges flowing, Baba says. But whoever wants to wash, they wash. whoever wants to just stand by, they stand by. Whoever even don't want to think about it, it's their fortune. Our duty is to keep flowing, keep shining. If I say I am giving to people, I have a problem. If I am saying I am benevolent benefactor like God, I have a problem. I have to overcome that. I have to be myself. I am, my duty is to become like Baba, and rest is taken care automatically. So that's attitude. If we develop, I think we are benevolent, we are benefactor instruments. It's not that we are not. Sometimes we are conscious about it, and sometimes we are not. Every Brahman has that in their heart, I want to do Baba's service. Whether we can do Amratvela, or whether we can do Murli, or every day come to the class or not, but when service happens, everybody is rushing. They don't say no for service. Service is easy for everyone. Maybe yoga difficult, dharana difficult, all virtues imbibing, that becomes difficult. But service, we all want to do. In the name of service, we all do that. So because we all have already into our heart that world benefactor feelings into. So it is not that we do not want to do world benefactor, the feeling there, but it does not work all the time. Because of this, our attitude becomes like Brahma Baba, becomes like Shiv Baba, then it becomes very easy. And world will become golden age very fast if we change that within our heart. It is not that we don't want to become, or we are not. We are very much. We can don't go to class, or we because of service. We are late because of service. We are tired because of service. So service comes first in every Brahman's life. And so, but along with the service, there are other feelings come. Negativity or comparison or competition or, you know, myness or yourness, or that little creepy crawlies that puts us behind in becoming world benefactor. And so if we overcome that, then it is not difficult to feel that and on top of the world. So what we will do now, next half hour, is to have a meditation hour, 7 to 7:30, with that being a world benefactor, and give light to the whole world. Om Shanti.